This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. Not too unlike last year, some corn was planted right before a cold and wet period last week. Last year, I visited some cornfields with poor stands in May with growers where they had planted on April 16th through the 18th, which was followed by cool and wet conditions on April 19th through the 21st. So will we have the same thing happen again this year to fields planted Monday, April 24th through Thursday, April 27th? For sure, you will need to plan on monitoring these fields as they emerge. Let's discuss the steps in making a replant decision real quick today so you're prepared. First, in the field, we need to determine the current plant population, length of in-row gaps, and evaluate non-emerged plants for possibility of emergence. Don't just assess the best and worst areas of a field, but get a good random sample across the field. I would suggest taking plant counts on 1/1000th of an acre, or 17 feet 5 inches of row length in 30-inch rows, in 10 random locations across the field, and determine the plant population in 2 adjacent rows in each of those 10 locations. Second, we need to determine the yield potential of replant corn versus current corn plant population. I use the 2010 Iowa State University Relative Yield Potential of Corn by Planting Date and Population table to do this. A link to this table can be found on our website at croptechcafe.org. By the time we let this corn emerge and assess the stand, we are looking at about 87% of maximum yield with replanting and getting a good stand if we replant shortly after May 15th. If we have an average of 19,000 plants per acre with 2-foot gaps, we would expect roughly 85% of maximum yield. In this situation, it is unlikely there will be much advantage to replanting. I co-wrote a CropWatch article and produced a video with Market Journal last year on this topic that would be good to check out on our website at croptechcafe.org to learn more. In most cases, you are often better off keeping your initial stand. If you plan to terminate your stand, remember to call your crop insurance agent and have an adjuster visit the field. To listen to this radio message again and to get more information, visit our local website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.